This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big picture economic news of this day, I imagine you've heard already. Inflation in this economy up just a hair month to month, 0.2%, up 3.2% from July a year ago. Higher than anybody, hello, Jay Powell, wants? Yes, but also down a lot from where things had been. Also, this report in particular bears some peeling back of the layers to understand what's really going on. So layer number one for us today is shelter. Almost all of the increase came from what's called shelter inflation. But how the Bureau of Labor Statistics calculates what we are paying for housing really matters here, specifically that they include some lagging data. So while shelter inflation is still at 7.7% year on year, there are forecasts using more timely data that does show a cooling of those housing prices yet to come. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall gets us going.
There's this thing about the rental data the government uses to calculate the consumer price index.
It can be really sticky.
San Francisco Fed economist John Mondragon.
If you're renting an apartment, you signed, say, typically a one-year lease, your rent is going to be fixed for that year.
So if you've been in your apartment for 10 years, your rent could be much lower than a new renter's, which is why Mondragon also likes to look at other data to see
people who are moving today, what are they paying?
Zillow is one place to look for asking rents, says Kitty Richards with the Groundwork Collaborative.
Housing cost inflation has actually been cooling since last summer and is already down to pre-pandemic levels.
During the pandemic, lagging shelter inflation data failed to capture the sudden increase in rents, says Harvard University lecturer Jed Kramer.
So what people are hoping is that now the pattern sort of reverses itself. Shelter inflation works its way back down to 2-3%, even 0%.
Kramer says the BLS is looking at experimental measures to help track real-time rent inflation data. Problems with affordable housing aren't going away, says economist Robert Dietz with the National Association of Home Builders.
We've got the tightest housing market in more than 40 years.
He says the more policymakers can increase the supply of houses, the more the price of housing will cool. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.